Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there, everyone. This is Charlie. This is General Goodson of the True New Confederate Army, Charlie Goodson of the Confederate Liberator. How are you today? Well, we're going to have a special guest, and if you're listening, Deborah Williams, give me a call right now. The number anyone can call right now is 646-668-8848. She is the press individual. I don't want to say press lady, press man, whatever. But anyway, she's with the Louisiana Home Guard, a very noble and honorable institution. So, Deborah, give me a call. I can't call out right now because I don't have a premium package right now, which hopefully in the next, next week, I will be getting some. That way I can do a one-hour show. Deborah, call me up now. I'm gonna do that, and there we go. Okay, now, in a city in Louisiana, and I, God, for all of you in Louisiana, I'm very sorry, but I still do not know how to pronounce it. So, let's see here. It is Natchitoches. I believe, yeah, Natchitoches or Toches. Anyway, here she is. She is on the, she was just called me up. And hello, Miss Deborah Williams. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you, Mr. Goodson?
I am doing just super. Now that city, that town I was told about. How do you pronounce that? How do you pronounce its name?
That's Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about what is going to be going on the 21st of November.
Well, we plan to have a rally there. The mayor, Lee Posey, has decided that he would not include the Confederate flag or the SVC or the daughters of the SCV in the annual Christmas parade this year because he thinks that that Confederate flag is racist, that it is a racist symbol, and he does not want it in his parade or the Confederate soldiers in the parade this year.
Okay, so has he already made that official?
He put out a letter stating that.
Okay, now for all my listeners out there that want to help you, that live in your area and even live in the state of the fair state of Louisiana. How can they help you?
Well, right now, the Louisiana commander of the SCV has met with Mayor Posey to work through any legal systems and to resolve the issue. But at the present time, we don't know the outcome of that meeting. So what we plan to do after we have the Alexander to Natchitoches rally, we plan to go, and we're going to boycott that rally, their event. We're going to boycott their event because they're not going to let us in.
Okay. Now, this rally you're talking about, when will that be held? The rally that you're talking about now, Ms. Williams, when will that be held, the rally you just told me about?
That will be held on November the 21st. The rally will start at 10 a.m. at the Rocky Sea Bar in Alexandria. At around 1 or 1:30, we plan to convoy to Natchitoches to the event there.
Okay. Now, could you please repeat where it will be held? I've got the 10 a.m. Where will it be held? What building or what establishment is it going to start at, the rally?
The rally is going to start at the Rocking Sea Bar in Alexandria, Louisiana.
Okay, in the Rocky Sea Bar. Okay. And then you're going to go to the event and boycott that, right?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, tell me a little something about, for those listeners that aren't familiar with your organization, with your group, what is your group all about?
The Louisiana Home Guard.
What is that all about?
It's a group of people, like-minded people, that are fighting for our country and for that Confederate flag. Because if we allow them to take down that Confederate flag, which is the other part of the United States flag, then we lose. We lose everything. And it's not going to stop them. If they can take that Confederate flag down, there's nothing to stop them from taking the United States flag down and putting up a ISIS flag, Muslim flag, a Mexican flag, or a rainbow flag.
That's precisely it.
Yes, sir. That Confederate flag is the new battle flag, is the new symbol against tyranny and destruction. It is the other half of the United States flag.
That is exactly it. Now, people, you know what? She just said it, and probably better than I could have ever said it in my entire life. All right? For us in the new Confederate, the true new Confederate Army, we're not just fighting for the Confederate States of America, for the country of our Confederate ancestors. In all reality, to quote General Gordon of the Confederate Army, when he said, I raised my sword against the Union, not in opposition to the U.S. Constitution, but in defense of it. And, you know, for those of us who hold the Confederate flag, and I know Miss Williams, are the same here, okay, that, yes, we love the Confederate flag, but we love the United States with the same passion and devotion. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, you are correct in saying that. That Confederate flag cannot be racist because it's only a piece of material. The Confederate flag, it does not desecrate the Constitution because both the North and South were fighting for the Constitution of the United States at that time.
Bingo. There you go. You see, again, she said it more eloquent than I could have ever thought about saying it. Okay? Folks, you know, you got a group, and it's not just, now there are more Home Guard units in other southern states, and even for that matter, northern states, are there not?
Correct.
Okay, how many southern states do they have Home Guard units?
I cannot answer that question right now because I really don't know. Well, we have 1,200 people in our group here in Louisiana itself.
Oh, okay. Now I know that there is a lady by the name of Selena Fauché. She's out of Florida, and she is in the Florida chapter of the Home Guard. But, you know, folks, I'm going to tell you something. It's all over the South. Now, do you have any in the North? Do you have any Home Guard units in the North?
I can't answer that question either because I don't know. I'm only the administrator of the Home Guard page. Stephen Jones is the captain of that Home Guard, Louisiana Home Guard. He has that information, and I really don't know that answer to that question.
Okay, that's no problem. That's no problem. But folks, you know, this is a group, this is a patriotic group, okay? This is why I have said from time immemorial, you need, even if you don't join, okay? I'm never going to tell you guys to join anything. This is up to you. You are adults. You know what you're doing. You know your own mind on this one. But let me tell you something, folks. You need to start supporting groups like the Home Guard in your state, or maybe, you know, talk to Stephen Jones, who is the leader of the Louisiana Home Guard, or Miss Deborah Williams. Find out how you can support them. okay? You know, maybe it's not just financial. If you can't do it financially, which is very good, because they need the money as well in order to continue what they're doing. I mean, I hate to put it to you guys this way, but, you know, it takes money to put out ads in newspapers, to do radio spots, you know, and all that. It does take money, unfortunately. But, you know, support them. Now, you were going to say something, Ms. Williams.
Yes. And also, what I wanted to say was, you know, people out there that are listening, do your homework that are running for a president of the United States. They're all rhinos. They're all liberal rhinos. There's no difference between the Democrat and Republican Party now. They're all sludge. They're all political campaign. They're all political. I am the special events coordinator for presidential candidate Sam Tittle, who is not a politician. She comes from El Paso, Texas. She's a businesswoman. She stands on the Second Amendment. She is behind our military 100% and our veterans 100%. She will, her platform is, she is going to close the borders. She is to repeal Obamacare, abolish the Common Core, which is brainwashing our children. They're trying to wipe out our history.
She believes in what again?
She believes that limited government and states should get back to governing their own selves, equal rights for all, special privileges for none. She's one of us, all of us. We need your help. We need the help. We're trying to get her in. She wants to put God back into this country, into that White House, which we are losing now every day.
That's right. We're losing it, folks. I mean, you know, how many times have I said this, folks, that we literally, we're literally in a war here, and I'm not talking a shooting war. You know, and I'm sure Ms. Williams will agree with me on this one, that if we don't act in the political realm now, we're going to have to act in the physical realm of a war later.
That is
this
correct.
This is the mission. Yeah.
That is correct, because President Obama is letting all these so-called refugees, who are really illegal people, coming into this country, and they're bleeding our country dry, and they're forcing people to bail on Sharia law. That's not us. We are under the Constitution of the United States. That is our law. That is what we are governed by. That's why our forefathers put that Constitution in place.
And let's go one step further, okay? Let's go a little bit deeper than that, okay? We are not a Muslim nation. We are a nation founded on Judeo-Christian values. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, sir, we are. And we're losing that every day, every day, every day.
And then, folks, let me tell you something. You know, Ms. Williams, I'm sure, will agree with me on this one as well, is that, you know, we try to be nice to these people. We try to show them Christian charity. But then they turn on us like they're doing now. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm over here in the panhandle of Texas, okay? They're trying to get Sharia law part of the law books in Amarillo, Texas. The Muslims have pretty much taken over in the southeast Texas town of Orange, Texas.
That is correct.
Okay. And so we need to get out. I mean, you've heard me say this. We need to get off of our fat asses. Okay? And, you know, get out there and do something about this. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, you are very correct. That's why we are having these rallies. I will be having a rally here in Shreveport, Louisiana on March the 5th. a Southern Heritage rally here in on March the 5th in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah.
That is to... That is to...
And now, go ahead and tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay. Well, we plan to rally at Arthur T. Parkway at the boat dock there for the event. Miss Sam Sheila Tittle will be in present there to speak. Also, the Louisiana commander of the SCV will also be there to speak, and we'll have some other speakers there. Hopefully, David Vitter will be there, and also Representative Mike Johnson. They haven't confirmed yet, but hopefully they will accept to talk about what's happening in this country right now and what we can do to stop what is happening here.
Okay, now when will this rally be?
It will be March the 5th of 2016, and the event will start at around 11 a.m.
Okay, very good. I am writing that down because I'm going to put that on my calendar because I would like to attend that one. This one coming up on the 21st, I don't know if I can actually make it there, but hopefully my listeners that live in that area will be making the pilgrimage, if you will, to these rallies. And for all of you listeners out there that are concerned with the state of affairs that this country's in, you need to start listening not just to me, but to individuals like Deborah Williams. Okay? We're not wackos. Okay?
We're concerned.
We're concerned patriots.
Yes, we are.
Okay?
Yes, we are.
I served in the military. I took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to bear true faith and allegiance to the same. That was the first part of that oath. The second part and the very last sentence was to the president. Because, you know what? The president is not the Constitution. The Constitution comes first, folks. And that's what people like Deborah Williams, my guest today is. That's what people like the Home Guard, groups of the Home Guard, they are trying to protect the Constitution of the United States, because without it, we become a third world nation. And I know Ms. Deborah Williams is with me on this one, I, for one, will not let that happen. I swore an oath to protect and defend that document to the death with my very life.
Yes, sir.
Now, I don't know,
and
I don't know
a,
about you, Ms. Williams.
It is a dang shame, I want to tell you. It is a, I just want to say it's really a criminal. It's really criminal what they are doing to our veterans and our guys that are coming out of the military right now, even our military, the present military. It's a shame. It's a shame of what they're doing to those guys that are coming and women that are coming into the military and out of the military. Why? Why would you let foreigners come into this country and let them drain this country dry and not support our military who have fought for this country, have laid their life on the line? They wrote a check to lay their life on the line for this country, for our freedom. Why would you not support them? Why would you let them be homeless? Why? And you're going to put a foreigner into a Section 8 housing and let them draw thousands of food stamps? Why?
Precisely. That is my question. That is my question as well. Do you know that President Obama has taken $140 billion out of an account meant for U.S. servicemen returning home, and he's giving it to those Muslim immigrants from Syria?
That is correct. And why would he do that? Why? Because he's a Muslim himself. He's a Muslim himself. He needs to be impeached. He needs to be out of office before he totally destroys this country. That's why
He needs to be brought up on charges of treason. There, I said it.
That's right.
He needs to be brought up on charges of high treason. And according to George Washington, when asked what should happen to those in office who are convicted of high treason, he said, this is the direct quote from George Washington. He said, if they are convicted of high treason, they should be hung.
I think they should be put in front of a firing squad.
I'm willing to go along with that, too. But still,
I do. That is my belief. I'm telling you. That is why I am pushing for Sam Tittle, because she is a Christian woman. She stands on that Second Amendment. She is 100% backing our military and our veterans. She is totally against the Muslims in this country, not because she's racist, because she's not, and she will tell you that all men were created from the same dirt. We all come from the same dirt. We're all the same. We're not racist, but those people do not belong in our country. They are tearing down our country, and they say it themselves. We will turn your women into concubines, and we will take your children, and we will marry your children into our children, and they will become one of us. No, we're not going to that. We're not going to do that. We the people have got to stand up and say no more, no more. Sam Sheila Tittle is all for that. She's all for this country and putting God back into this country and into that White House.
Miss Williams.
Yes.
We got cut off here for a little bit. It seems as though there are people who don't like what we have to say. So should you repeat that in the 7.5 minutes that we have? I hate to put it back all the way to where you started, but could you please do it about Miss Tittle?
Miss Tittle?
Yeah.
Miss
could
Tittle.
You please repeat that, because we were cut off?
Okay. Miss Tittle is a Christian woman, and she wants to put God back into this country and back into that White House. She stands on that Second Amendment, because if we lose that Second Amendment, we lose everything that we have. She is a 100% supporter of our military and our veterans. She is totally against Sharia. She does not want those people in this country. She is not a racist, because her belief is, and this is true, we all come from dirt. We all come from the same dirt. We're all the same.
Okay.
So,
is there anything more?
Yeah, we need donations bad. Anybody that wants to donate, please donate to sam2016.com or the Louisiana Home Guard.
All right. Go ahead and, guys, folks, you heard it here first. Okay.
Check her out. She's on Facebook. Go to Sam Tittle. Check her out. See what she's all about. She's all about this country. She's all about that Confederate flag. She's all about this nation.
All right. Guys, go do it right now. Go and talk. Go and find out about Sam Tittle. I'll tell you what right now. I'm going to let you know as well, Miss Williams. I've got no problems with a woman being, you know, in the president's office. I just don't want Hillary Clinton in there. You know?
$20 an insurance policy to get us in there. $20 is an insurance policy to get this in there, and they can donate at SAM2016. Or if they have any questions, they can call 202-316-6278. If they have any questions, that'll answer the phone. Someone will get back with them to answer all their questions about what's going on and what Sam Tittle is all about.
Very good. Well, Miss Williams, unfortunately, our time is running short, and I have to talk about something in the 5 minutes we have left. I thank you for coming on to the show, Miss Williams.
I thank you for having me, Mr. Goodson.
It was very informative, and folks, contact Ms. Deborah Williams or Stephen Jones, and they can give you all the information about their rallies and their events. And for those of you who are listening in Louisiana, go to them. Show your support. All right, Ms. Williams, well, thank you so much for being on my show, and we will talk to you again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Goodbye, Don.
Goodbye.
All right, folks, that was Ms. Deborah Williams of the Louisiana Home Guard. So go on there and go to their page if they have one. But if you know Stephen Jones or Deborah Williams, message them. They'll give you more information as to what is going on. Also, go to Sam Tittle, the presidential nominee or presidential candidate. We need to get someone in office that actually understands what in the hell is going on. I'm getting tired of this. We're getting one rhino after another. In all reality, they are, how should I put this? They're in league with the establishment, okay? I want someone, and the thing is, I have never been against a woman holding the president's office. Never, okay? I don't want Hillary Clinton. This is someone I think we can get behind. All right, now, on to other news. The true new Confederate Army, as you well know, is planning on taking on the NAACP, the Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, and their group, in order to get them to stop raping our Confederate heritage. And so we are also taking donations. I gave you my address yesterday. You can go to the Alliance of Confederate Liberation Organizations, and you can get it off of there. Also, a little bit news about Texas. The Texas court, according to the news, has outlawed same-sex marriage, when in reality, they really haven't. There's a big fuss about this. And everyone's saying, well, they just outlawed it. To be perfectly honest, folks, no, they haven't. Okay? What they have done is they have passed a law, and Greg Abbott did sign it into law, that says basically that a preacher or a church, a particular church whose belief is that they should not, be forced to perform same-sex marriage, protecting them from lawsuits. They did not really, I wish they would have, folks, but they did not outlaw same-sex marriage. They're just saying, look, if you want to get married, then you won't be doing it in the church. If they say no. If the church and the pastor says no, it's against our religion, it's against our religious beliefs, then I'm not going to do it. They can still get married by a justice of the peace, okay? So, folks, when you read those kind of things, think about it. All right, folks, it's about time for me to go. I want you, if you need to get a hold of me directly, my number is 806-884-9430. Again, that number is 806-884-9430. Hey, this is General Gibson of the True New Confederate Army, General Gibson of the Confederate Liberator, bidding you all a fond farewell, and this is the Sabbath, or the starting of the Sabbath, so I won't be on for the weekend, but I'll talk to you again on Monday. Talk to you later.